to massage your shoulders.
That's when I took him in my hand.
Where, yes, where
when I touched him. That's when I fondled. That's when I broke.
He actually was a real gentleman. What he said to me was, that's all right. That's all right.
That's all I said. That. If I said that once,
go over to my friend Don over there.
Yeah,
ran away.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. I ran away.
I said that. You know what? I probably said that's all right. That's okay. That's all right. I probably said that 500 times.
Correct. And then as each one of my dancers came in, we just called them up on the bar.
Yeah, it was quite a festive evening with all of you with your white tube socks.
And the funny thing was, I walked in to go do my normal thing, putting up schedules. And then everyone's like, hey, this large crowd waiting outside. And all of a sudden, I'm walking by you, and I said, now I know who you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, it's Radio's Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You made us all feel very welcome, even when I was saying that's all right all night long.
All right, Kyle. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Come bye, back. Kyle. Come back.
There you go.
Now, next bet.
Not until next baseball season.
Absolutely.
Bye, Kyle.
Take care.
There you go. Kyle, one of the all-nude male dancers at Club Wet last night.
And I believe he's some kind of manager or something like that.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Head dancer.
So
head dancer. Yeah, there we go.
Funny.
That's all right. That's okay.
You're a man of your word.
And then I pointed over there and I said, see those guys over there? Get ye over there.
Yeah, and he came over. He wanted to put his D&Bs in my face. And I said, hey, no way, Jose.
Right, you ran.
And I ran away. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, it's my deal that I can sit at the other side of the bar.
Right.
But I don't have... And he said, well, anyone who's sitting at the bar has the dancers right in front of them.
That's when I got mad when I saw you guys run away. I said, no.
Well, he actually went...
Not fair.
He went at my shoulders.
Really?
And I hunkered down. And he said, I can take it that you are not... of the homosexual variety.
Is that
and
what
I
you said?
Right you are, young man. There's the man you need to speak to in the leather vest.
Oh, thanks.
And that's
so much,
when
Rob.
That's when
you and Rob went to the dark corner.
That's right. We went to the table. Actually, right. Our table said reserved for the head queen.
No, it didn't have
little I thought that was
somebody
nice.
Told me that that's the table you went over to. Then you guys came back over to the bar, and I appreciated that. That was the moral support, you know, because really it was kind of like, you know, maintaining the contact with you guys on the other right. side of the bar was just and I want to thank Homo Joe. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Allie, the lesbian, who brought down all those nice little presents
for me.
Hold
on. Homo Joe is on the phone. Homo Joe.
Oh, there you go.
Homo Joe here, Donna. Mike, how are you?
Here's my pal.
Hey, Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I loved it. It was great. I got a nice back rub thanks to Kyle and being right here next to Mike. And
well, Joe, we probably talked more than we've talked in 10 years.
I'll tell you, you did say about learned behavior. That was about 10 times, I think.
Well, you know, it's just so. I mean, you are just so biologically aware that you are not gay when you go into a place like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really, really find out what that's like. You know, these people that say, you know, how do you train people to be like this?
Right.
No, Joe, absolutely not.
Joe, you were sitting next to Mike for the entire hour. How
Joe is delighted.
How was Mike? How gauge his mood as the hour went on?
He and I were just looking at our watches. I said, okay, 15 minutes went by, 20 minutes went by. So we were like every 5 minutes doing a time check.
I did a time check after 5 minutes. It was 8:05.
Yes,
it did. I looked at my watch. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And this cocktail thing came quite quick, so I bought the first round because I figured Mike needed one right off.
Yeah, I didn't pay for a drink last night. I had two drinks, and somebody paid for both of them.
The ladies' drinks will be paid for.
Yes, the ladies' drinks are paid for, and nobody put a roofie in there, or a Gina, or whatever the hell it's called.
Definitely a lot of twigs and berries. That was kind of scary.
Joe, hold on. Let me see. I want to promote, the gay, tell me about this high heel race.
Oh, the high heel race is October 29th. It's a Tuesday evening, and I was thinking maybe we can take the lovely Joe Ardinger, dress him up in drag, and with heels, and let him run the race.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be terrific?
It's a big gay thing they do every year in D.C. around
the high heel race?
High heel race, yeah.
It's usually televised. It's pretty good.
All right, well, listen, you're on, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, one thing, Don, I was really worried about you and Rob Bay when you went into that dark corner watching the porno. It really scared me a little bit. I was worried about you. I thought maybe you were coming to my side of the table.
Not a chance, Joe. Not a chance. See you, my friend.
All right,
thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
That amused him. That's my buddy, Joe.
But Mike?
You know, I know Joe. I've known Joe for years.
Right.
And Joe knows us well, and so it was great to have Joe. When I heard Joe was going to be there, I was very relaxed.
Sure.
Mike gets the prize, though, and I'm going to turn off the game music now when you tell everybody about the matchbook.
Oh yeah. There was something on the matchbook that looked like bodily function type stuff.
Oh, what color?
Red.
Like blood?
It was weird.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a little odd. And it came from... Well, Robert dropped off the cigarettes with the matches now, on top of them. So I don't know if it came from Robert, somebody's nose, somebody's
genital.
Ah! Gray. Wow.
Some guy's dripping sand.
I don't know. It was
the head of his D.
It was strange.
Little drip of blood coming out.
Yeah. I pointed out to Joe, and he just threw it on the floor. I'm like, yay!
We got out on the street, and Mike says to me, there was blood. There was a drop of blood on the matchbook next to me. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
What a night.
A fascinating night.
What a night.
A night.
What a night.
But I paid off the bet, and I'll bet on him again, because I love him. I love my Red Sox, and I'll pay off any bet for the Red Sox.
Amen to you, brother.
All right.
You're a good man.
Go, team, go. Make some trades in the offseason.
It was one solid hour.
Get a little queasy just thinking about it.
You have a good time, Buzz?
Absolutely.
We met nice people, too.
And I'm now going to turn my periscope on Buzz.
All right.
For just a moment, if you'll allow me to.
Sure.
Now, Buzz, you are a queer apple, and I'll tell you why you're a queer apple.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with last night?
No. It has nothing to do with Buzz's sexuality. Sometimes you get your Granny Smiths, you get your red apples.
Right.
Then you get your green apples.
Yeah.
You get your other kind of apples. And Buzz is just one of these guys, I can't decide which type of apple he is. Meaning,
I think he's always been a mystery to all of us.
I don't know if he's a type A personality, if he's a, thank you, Rob, this would be a red apple. This is what I would consider.
Multicolored apple, really.
Yeah, actually, I would consider this.
That's
size.
A Fuji, isn't it, Rob?
I think it's a Granny Smith.
A Granny Smith. Very good.
See, I think of myself as this, the red type A.
Right.
You know where I stand on most issues.
Amen.
I would say Mike is just a bit to the left of that.
Yeah.
Type A with a little type B thrown in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then you get back here to the back end of the apple, where, as you can see, it's just a multitude of light colors. That is Buzz, not quite type A.
Right.
In your face.
Right.
Not a combination of A and B, kind of
right.
Mellow and...
Okay,
and
yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Buzz is just a weird concoction, and I'll tell you why. That this morning I'm on the phone with Lisa.
Okay.
We're talking about some guests we have coming up on the show.
Right.
And she says, did you know that Monday was Buzz's birthday? And I said, negative. She said, well, it was. And I said, well, Jesus, I wish someone would have told me.
We would have had a celebration.
Now, she said that Buzz said,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm just repeating back what was said
right,
to me,
right.
that Buzz said, well, if they cared enough, they would have remembered.
Oh, now I feel bad.
And
it's close, but not exactly what
okay,
I said.
Okay, what exactly did you say?
I said if it was important to them, they would have remembered.
All right, Buzz.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. When was your birthday?
Monday, October 7th.
Monday was your birthday.
Yeah, now, you should know by
How
now.
How come you didn't say anything about it?
Because I'm not the, and this goes to the type of person I am, I'm not the kind of person who goes around and say, hey, my birthday is coming up.
You would have liked to have it acknowledged.
Only said, well, sure, just, you know, happy birthday is good. Just a greeting.
Now, Buzz, again, I'm going to use the apple.
Well, who wouldn't?
Now, here's Buzz back here.
Right.
Hey, I want my birthday announced, but I'm not going to say anything about it. Now, if it was me over here, if it was type A, it would be, hey, everybody, my birthday is September 18th. You better get me a good present or I'm not going to be your friend. And then you got Mike right here, and Mike says, hey, I just want to kind of work in that my birthday is June 23rd. And,
Second.
June 22nd, and I'm real lonely, and I really need good presents this year. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, you've got me going,
right.
Hi, it's September 18th. Give me a good present, goddamn.
How come you get to have the deepest voice?
Well, it's type A. You're the combination.
I'm joking.
And Mike is the one, you know.
Jesus.
Hey, don't forget my birthday, the 23rd, and I'm sitting there.
22nd.
22nd. And back here, you got Buzz going, it's my birthday, but I really don't want to say anything to anybody about it.
Well, that's wrong. That's just plain wrong.
No, I just can't do that.
It's nobody's fault.
You got to do that.
It's nobody's fault but your own.
You've got to speak up on this show.
I don't even necessarily want it announced, and I don't even necessarily want gifts.
But you do.
Well, Jesus, right. I got to get him a gift now.
Well, you do, though, because you said...
We all have to get Buzz a gift.
Well,
you do.
Where are the nudes?
You do because you
well,
said,
that I'm in favor of.
You said something to Lisa.
Yeah, that's true. I did.
So you did want it acknowledged, and
well, I asked her not to say anything about it.
Well, obviously she broke that confidence
yes.
as well.
Yes.
You know what? Really, what you should do is you should have like a week before. Well, I do it. like really usually a, not a month, like a couple of weeks before.
See, I just
I think
feel
the week before. I don't.
See, I do.
I like. I want to guarantee.
I don't know.
I'd be. I. You know what?
What?
You must be bummed out. I would be totally. I'd be suicidal if my birthday wasn't mentioned on this show.
Robbie, there
well,
you go.
We've always made, you know, we worked together for such a long period of time.
We have a little.
I like the fact that we all kind of, you know.
Not a slight buzz.
Especially
right.
in my situation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's
well, and a lot's been going on. You got hit by a car. Rob had just had a baby. You know, Mike is in his situation.
Yeah,
and
still,
you know,
I mean,
everybody was.
But if you mentioned
things.
It, we probably would have.
We
know,
would have.
But
had
see, time.
Like I said, I just feel funny
well,
about it.
Well, from now on, can you bring it up, like, prior to your birthday?
I don't know.
See, but here's the deal, though. You can't,
John
nobody,
does it with his birthday. I do it with my birthday.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, though. This is
right.
why you're a queer apple. You can't have it both ways. You can't. Not want to bring it up,
right.
and then get your feelings hurt.
Well, I don't know that I was hurt.
Well,
you know, I mean,
oh, I'd be hurt. Come on, admit you were hurt.
Well, I would.
You were disturbed.
I guess I would have liked, you know, for somebody to remember the
what
day.
Would you like?
It didn't have to be on the air. It
what
didn't have
need?
To
what
involve
you,
gifts.
What would you like
know?
For your birthday?
I really have no wish list.
This is like talking to my mom.
I have no wish list. You know, make me one of your famous cards. I always
I'll
enjoy
do it
your
today.
Cards.
Today, you'll have it today.
I love your birthday.
You'll
card.
Have it today.
Everybody, you know, you always do great.
Does this mean we get to bring some nudes in?
Hey, I wouldn't object to that.
Sure, of course. We'll get some nudes.
Fantastic.
We'll get
Monday?
We'll get some birthday nudes on Monday for Buzz's birthday, 1 week late.
Very good.
But Buzz, you got to throw us a hint.
Okay.
You know, and if you don't like doing
wait
it yourself.
I just realized something.
What?
Of course he doesn't want it brought up.
I know where you're going.
Who would want it brought up?
Yeah. I am, after all, 93.
He's in his 70s.
He's so old. Well, you know what you do then? You take the less traveled route.
Uh huh.
What you do is you get on the Cunny phone.
Yeah.
You call Cunny Marcia.
Right.
Who then calls Cunny Frida.
Right.
I don't think that's the right way. I think it ought to be more upfront than that. I think we all should mention our birthdays.
If Buzz is not comfortable on the air, Buzz has the underground that he can use, you
right.
know, where his wife calls my wife, and then my wife says to me, oh,
hey,
listen, hey, dumbass.
Right.
You know, Monday is Buzz's birthday.
Right.
And Carrie says to Rob, oh, listen,
right.
dumbass,
right.
Monday is Buzz's birthday. Don't
and,
forget.
You know, and usually somebody remembers. In fact, there have been cases where it was forgotten, and then somebody would even call the show. A listener would call and say, hey, happy birthday, Buzz. And
so that's
go,
what you were counting
oh,
on?
It's your birthday. Well, or something like that.
Did you cry yourself to sleep?
No,
Monday
no,
night?
No. I'm fine with it. I'm not bitter about it. I'm not.
How,
you know, I'm not that.
Which birthday? You are 63.
63. Yes, 63. Very good.
Same age as Charlie, I think, or is he older? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, you should mention it. You have to.
I guess so.
I'm a little bit out of the loop around here, and so I don't always get a heads up about birthdays. I use a calendar. I write people's birthdays on a calendar.
Well, now listen, you're going to force this on me, and it's because, you know,
right.
I had the apple. It's because I'm the red A, you know, the type
right,
A.
Right, the type A, the red part.
Let me point out to you why, see, I'm type A.
Uh-huh.
What this means is that I don't live just with my wife and cats.
Right.
And my life doesn't revolve just around writing my news and coordinating my 1,000 black shirts and my 1,000 white shirts.
Right.
The rest of us around here
uh-huh.
are able to have children.
Yes.
And
you're very lucky that way.
You see, once you have a child,
uh-huh.
your entire world gets topsy-turvy.
I understand
you're
that.
No longer able to be quite as selfish as you used to be.
Right.
So Buzz, you have to cut us some slack.
Oh, sure.
To realize that since we, those who are able to father children on the show,
oh, God.
Because our lives are incredibly demanding with the children.
I know.
And if you're barren, and since you're
barren.
He's
barren.
The cupboard is empty.
Uh-huh. The barren, there we go. That's
have,
a lot, Link.
You have plenty of time
uh-huh.
to just drop the subtle hints with us.
Well, how okay. are we gonna correct this situation?
Well, I don't know. You can't, you know.
No, I'm asking you. You know the way to correct it.
Well, I mean,
a subtle hint on the air prior to your birthday.
You say,
okay.
hey, listen,
right.
and my birthday is next Monday.
Okay.
You just throw it in there.
All right.
I used to do it subtly. I do it blatantly now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really will come out and say, don't forget my birthday's coming up. I'd like something special for my... I think I actually came out and said that.
Yes.
This
yeah.
year I said,
yeah.
you know, with everything I've gone through, and I was fresh, I mean... 22 days
yeah.
off of being separated, and I said, I got to have a big birthday celebration, because I mean that's when you know, seriously,
that's when we had the Cyndi Lauper debacle.
Yeah, and then I you know, and then I mucked it up, but I mean it was still a big day with torches and stuff.
Well, then Buzz, why don't we celebrate your birthday on Monday?
Well, that's fine.
A week late.
That's I have no problem.
We'll celebrate
with that.
It, and then we can go down to the courthouse and we can have the records fixed.
Good.
Let's say your official birthday will be whatever Monday is.
What's now much like my birthday? I remember when we did this. What do you want for your birthday?
I like I said, I have no wish list.
Oh,
a card
so,
from you, strippers
you know
from
what?
You, I'm
you
happy.
Know, I'm sorry, but I think I speak with authority. When that question was asked of me, I put together a wonderful list.
Yes. Well, I'll work on that.
You know, how about because we've forgotten it this year, that Monday is even more of a birthday show for Buzz, much like mine was in June, where you asked, produce
okay,
a list
on,
of...
Hold on.
What?
Hold
you have
on.
An idea?
I got it.
What?
Oh, this is, he's got the dream idea.
Yeah, he looks happy.
I got it.
What are we going to do?
I got it.
What?
I want Buzz in a hot tub with chicks for the whole show on Monday.
Are you up for it?
I like that.
There
now,
you go.
Now, I appeal to you sloths back there in the WJFK sales cubicles.
Right.
That what you got to do is, those of you who haven't been hit by sniper fire,
yes,
you have to find a client that will loan us a hot tub on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to, we'll rent one.
Probably have to put it in the garage.
Yeah, downstairs.
Well, with the climate and all.
Yeah. We don't want to advertise.
Don't want it street side.
Buzz outside is a target.
Aye. That'd be a hell of a birthday.
But you know what would be really nice? If we could get one of them small, like, two-person jobbers and actually just put him right there in the corner of the main studio.
Oh, like get a real small one.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like, real hot tubs. Like, you know the kind that's just like the barrel?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a barrel.
And you put Buzz in there with a couple of strippers for the whole show?
Yeah, I bet we could get, like, a tub. Right?
Like a wash tub.
Like a wash tub.
Lisa? Lisa, I need a tub.
Or get a regular tub.
An old number 10 tub?
I need a bathtub for Buzz.
And put Buzz with... What, four women in it?
At least.
Five.
Okay, like a bathtub, a freestanding bathtub, or a kiddie pool?
No, kiddie pool's kind of a
my birthday's November 27th.
That's how you do it,
please.
Buzz.
Make a note of it.
That's how you do it.
Thank
November 27th.
It's a shame we'll be out of town for it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, no, we won't. It's the day before Thanksgiving. We'll be here.
Hey, Buzz, that's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Oh, feels funny, man.
So what we need for Buzz is a bathtub.
Okay.
A big bathtub.
Okay.
A hot tub would be great. And at least two, up to four, maybe six broads to be in there with him.
Okay.
And then he does the whole show Monday from the hot tub.
Right here?
And he could get out, like, during the break so he doesn't get too raisiny.
Yeah. Pruny again.
Rob is shaking his head. Rob says, no, stay in the whole time.
Yeah, you can be in there.
I'll bring a robe.
What the hell?
You're a Hugh Hefner robe. Don't you have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Trunks optional, my man.
I know what you mean.
Trunks optional.
Are the ladies going to be naked?
At least topless.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be able to. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
I'll work on that.
Okay, so we need a hot tub would be choice number one.
Okay.
Just a regular bathtub would be choice number two for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And during the entire show, Buzz will be here at the main studio, and he'll be washed and massaged.
Yeah, oiled.
And oiled down. And
rubbed down.
Then I know what gift I want. If I'm going to be in this hot tub with these women,
the
gift I would like is snorkel.
Like back to school.
You got it, Buzz.
Well, that's what I call marine biology.
You got it. Okay?
Well, so Monday will be the belated birthday show.
Absolutely. And Buzz, I speak on behalf of everyone. We're very sorry. We didn't know it was your freaking birthday.
I did not take
Monday
offense.
Monday will be the Buzz Burbank belated birthday show in a bathtub.
All right.
And we want to do it in here.
Buzz Burbank's belated birthday show in a bathtub with beautiful babe.
We'd like to do it in here if we can. If we can't do it in the studio, I guess we'll do it down in the garage. Yeah.
The bodacious, bubbling Buzz Burbank belated birthday show with beautiful babes in a bubbly bath.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys forgot his birthday last year, man.
We did?
Yes, you did.
Did we?
I think so, yeah.
It's not our fault.
My birthday was July 24th and you missed it too. I feel for you, Buzz.
Well, listen, both of you guys got to remind us.
You have to remind us.
Hey, you don't forget Mike's birthday. You don't forget Robbie.
I reminded everybody about my birthday.
And I'll tell you right now, Rob is, I've said this for many of Mike's, my best buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is really my best friend on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Rob, I would guess your birthday is in December.
Good guess. It's March 8th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
I swear to God.
We don't commemorate Rob's birthday.
I am clueless.
But listen back. I'm sure it was. I know it was last year, and it might have been a year before. Buzz, I forgive you. I forgive him. You forgive him, too.
Well, yeah, wait till you hear him on Monday when he's in the bodacious Burbank bubbling bath with beautiful babes.
And the phrase of the day will be, yes, trunks optional.
Trunks optional.
Right, you got
see
that.
You guys.
And hey.
Hey.
Make sure you trim those toenails.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let those toes do the walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's my toe?
Yeah.
Hey, my toe is dry.
Nice pedicure.
My toe's underwater, but it's dry. Look at my little toes. He's all dry. Half my foot is dry.
It won't be dry.
Toe sex. Buzz having toe sex.
Yeah.
You got this, Buzz, that possible shooting on 270?
Yes, I have the information on that, as a matter of fact.
All right, lay that on us.
In spite of all the mirth. Police are questioning a man about a possible shooting on I-270. Montgomery County Police say a woman driving on that road near Route 28 called and reported that someone had shot at her. She told police the shooter may have been in a blue Dodge pickup truck. Police stopped the blue truck near Route 124, and they're questioning the driver, but they're not calling him a suspect at this point.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So that's one of the reasons I didn't mention it before.
Yeah, and you're gonna hear probably about every shooting in the area.
Right. Everything's suspect now.
We have so many around here.
All right. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
You queer apple.
Yes.
You queer apple. And,
wear your best trunks.
I will.
We'll make it up to you Monday. I promise, Buzz.
All right.
For goodness sakes. And, you know, let me just say one other thing.
One.
Out of everybody on the show, I've been friends with you the longest.
Yes, that's true.
Just come to me.
Okay.
Don't go behind my back.
Well, I didn't mean to.
I really wasn't
doing that.
Don't go to the girl.
Yeah, no, we were just talking.
Come to me. Just call me up and say, hey, douchebag, you forgot my birthday.
No, see, that's not me.
That's simple enough.
It's just not me.
I'd go, hey, okay, well, you didn't tell me. I would have argued the point with you, but it would have been an easier way to handle it.
Mm.
Instead, I got the girl calling me up saying, did you know it was Buzz's birthday on Monday?
I'm sorry about that.
And the only way I look at it is all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Nudes on Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, huzzah.
Yeah.
Okay, time out. Be right back. Mr. Skin's coming up now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
I guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just Would you just let me get you're not just give me a
goodbye.
Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It's not.
It is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, birthday girl. Where's Jim Skin?
We're waiting for Mr. Jim McBride, otherwise known as Mr. Skin. Man knows all about movies and nudity.
Lisa. Oh, she's dialing now.
Ah, a little behind the curve.
Right.
Someone wasn't paying attention.
Thinking about her birthday a little bit too much.
I believe so.
Her birthday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But see, Buzz.
Yes.
Even with this mistake, she has compounded the fact that now we won't forget her birthday.
Yes. Yeah, it's in our memories now.
She's doing a balancing act, a weird balancing, even though she's earned demerits
right.
me by not having a guest ready as soon as we come out of the break. On the other hand, I'm remembering, oh, yes, it's because she's preoccupied with her birthday.
So November 27th.
Mm-hmm. Worth the price.
The Wednesday before. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What do you want for your birthday, Buzz? Anything in particular?
You know, I haven't started that list yet.
Sweater?
I need a sweater is always good.
Little nice, tiny
tight sweater. Yeah.
Rob, how about a
sweater?
Yeah. Would you mind shopping with me? You and I can go to the extra small store.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Triple XP. Triple XP.
Why don't we get a threesome? We all go to a Kids R Us.
Absolutely. We'll get Buzz just the tightest possible sweaters and very thin material.
Yes. See, the problem is a lot of times when you go to buy a shirt for Buzz, and I go into a store like in Ocean City, I go like to Sensations.
Right.
A lot of times the only shirts that fit Buzz say, I'm the world's greatest granddaughter on them.
I understand.
Or they say, my daddy is the world's best daddy.
Right. Or Hello Kitty.
Yeah, right. They never.
Very difficult to find the right stuff.
The news guy.
What looks really good on Buzz is if you can find anything in the Malibu Ken collection.
Yeah, they, those are really great, but they're a little loose.
They are a little loose.
Yeah,
but I think of
something snugger. Yeah.
All right, kids, joining us now to give us the latest on what's new in the theaters. God, I hope there's some skin in the movies this weekend, and also on home with the DVD from www.mrskin.com. Great Jim McBride. Jim Skin, Mr. Skin. Howdy, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Now, we're doing great. You should let all the Mr. Skin fans know, because we got calls, we got emails. Where was Mr. Skin last week? Last week, it was our fault.
Yes.
Mr. Skin was ready last week, and last Thursday, we
got a little obsessed.
Yeah. We had something going, and we just could not get to Mr. Skin, so our apologies. Yeah.
So that means we might have 2 weeks of Mr. Skin stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, the nudity train never stops, so I always have information, no matter what.
Fantastic. All right, now, Mr. Skin, unfortunately, I'm seeing here, Lisa has written me a note on a napkin. Are we running out of news about out of paper around here?
We are an Infinity Station.
And look, it's a used napkin.
Wow.
No, those are my notes.
She's already written stuff.
Is there blood on it?
Those are my notes. For the pictures I'm supposed to be finding.
Our net is down. The internet is down.
Oh, man.
So we're not going to be able to see the pictures you have for us. See what you can walk us through, though. What's new in the theaters, Mr. Skin?
Yeah, cool. There's two movies in the theaters, big ones coming out tomorrow. The first I wanted to talk about is Rules of Attraction. It's a Roger Avery movie. He's the dude, one of the original writers in Pulp Fiction. He's directing this movie. Now, I was all pumped up because 5 or 6 months ago, they were saying this movie's NC-17.
Yeah.
And listen to this babe lineup. They have Jessica Biel from Seventh Heaven. She's the girl that posts for Gear Magazine. She's unbelievable.
Yes.
Kate Bosworth, who's the blonde in the Blue Crush, that surfer movie, super hot.
Right.
And Shannon Sossaman, a babe you might know from A Knight's Tale. She was Heath Ledger's love interest.
Oh, man, she's great.
So I'm looking here 5 or 6 months ago going, NC-17 and these three girls are in it? Something good's going to happen. Well, here's what happened. There is a ton of nudity in the flick. The problem is it's anonymous, like party nudity and background nudity and stuff like that. So none of the three big names got naked. The best I could give you is Jessica Biel. In the very beginning of the film, is walking down a hallway kind of dancing in a bra and boxers. Now, that's good stuff, but I want to stress it's not nude. And actually, to make up for all that, Fred Savage does crack between his toes. So that'll kind of make up for it. But
Wait a minute. Hold on. Does he have crack between his toes, or he shoots it between his toes? Fred Savage?
The kid from The Wonder Years.
Right.
Very, very much like Christopher on The Sopranos.
Exactly. So you see that, but I want to stress, it's still a good movie to see. There is a ton of nudity, but the three big names do not get naked.
All right.
Yeah. The other big movie, and I think it's going to be big more because it's going to get the worst ratings of the year. I could see Razzies already for this, is Swept Away, which is Madonna's new movie, which is written and directed by her husband, Guy Ritchie.
Oh, there's a problem.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't mind. To me, I don't care if a movie's good or bad. I just care if there's great nudity.
Right.
And what happened was, when he filmed this originally, Madonna was naked a ton. There was literally, like, start to finish nudity. They're on a stranded on an island, her and another guy. And what happened was, Guy Ritchie, after test audience saw it and he took another look at it, he said, you know, he felt that it showed his wife in a bad light, even though she looks awesome in the movie. I don't know what he was thinking, but he basically pulled almost all the nudity. There is a scene about close to an hour into the movie where she's in the sand. You see you get a view of her breasts and buns as she's rolling around. You do not see the material curls, I guess, if you will.
He was waiting for one of those, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What fun is nudity if you can't have funny words?
Right, right. Exactly.
But anyway, the thing is, so it's good that she's naked, but it's bad that she could have been a lot more naked. So.
You know, the thing is, Madonna, and she's got lots of miles on her, she is still a woman who I would love to see naked, and especially like in the stages right after she's had a baby.
Yeah.
She's got She got some nice boobs already.
Yeah, and actually she's been doing so much working out for this role, or she did, that she was real skinny and real, tight, but her breasts look even bigger, so it's kind of a cool look.
Very cool.
But it's just bummer that there's not more nudity in this. And I'm telling you, it'd almost probably be funny to read some reviews, because I know they're just going to destroy it.
Because the movie itself is not that good.
Yeah, it's like almost scary how bad it is.
All right, what else, Mr. Scott?
But anyway, there's, of course, some great DVD stuff. Sorry you can't pull the pictures, but here's what I do. As soon as I'm done, I'll just send you guys an email and you can look at them, because this is stuff I don't want you to miss.
Very good.
First is Billy Bathgate. Is a 1991 movie. It had Dustin Hoffman and Bruce Willis. It's finally coming to DVD this week. Now, the cool news is that Nicole Kidman was 24, and she has two scenes where you get a look at the flaming shrubbery. It's excellent.
One at the
52-minute mark, a skinny dip scene, full frontal. Then another one 42 minutes in where she's standing in front of a three-way mirror, which is a great thing. She's completely naked. Now picture in a three-way mirror, you could see her naked from all directions, and she's not even moving. It's a great scene.
Wow.
Billy Bathgate is coming out this week. The other movie coming out for the first time is The Big Picture, which is a 1989 movie with Kevin Bacon. Martin Short had a real funny bit in there. But the key is that there's no nudity in the movie, but I would consider this the all-time greatest white tank top no bra scene is Terry Hatcher.
I've seen the movie on cable, and I know the scene you're talking
really
about.
Really good.
Yeah.
And I'll send you guys the pics, because you have to see this. I'm telling you, it looks like pencil erasers. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic.
And this is Terry Hatcher at the top of her game. So,
right.
So those are the two big DVDs coming out. But the other things I wanted to share with you guys, because no one's seen this stuff yet, is the National Enquirer has been talking about this movie that Jennifer Aniston's mom, her wacky mom, Nancy, did in 1969. It's a obscure, hard-to-find soft porn movie, which incidentally also featured a young Johnny Wad Holmes in the cast.
Oh, my God.
I want to stress, there's not nudity. There's other nudity in the flick. She doesn't get naked, but she is in a bikini and in her underwear, and it's pretty cool to see Jennifer Aniston's mom in that stage of undress. And the National Enquirer has been all over this talking about it, but I don't think they've shown pictures yet, but I somehow was able to track down the movie, and I have the pics at the site, so I'll send that to you guys.
He does the research, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here's the other one. Even a bigger coup than that is there's a movie called Killing Me Softly, which is a movie I've been talking about that has not made it to theaters here in the U.S. yet. It was in the theaters a few places in Europe. Now, I was able to track down a good quality copy of this movie, and in it, Heather Graham has... I'm telling you, I knew she was naked in it when we finally got the tape in the office. It's almost like showgirls nudity. I mean, it's like start to finish Heather Graham, and I'm telling you, she's unbelievable naked. Great light, long views. If you're a Heather Graham fan, and I know a lot of guys are, definitely check this out.
Hello. Now, what I love hearing is in the office, where now you have all the skinologists with you.
Yes.
How many other little skins are there working?
23 skin employees working there.
Oh, you have 23 employees.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Back in the day, he was just a guy in Chicago with a website
and a tremendous libido.
Look at him now. So let me see the clues this week are
Billy Bathgate, brand new. You get Nicole Kidman in her full frontal twice.
Terry Hatcher, you see her giant nipples.
Yeah, in The Big Picture, and when you guys see this, you'll get a kick out of it. And then Jennifer Aniston's mom in this rare 1969 movie in bikini and underwear. I want to stress she's not naked, but she's still it's pretty. You can see where Jennifer Aniston got her body.
Very good.
And then Heather Graham, off the charts, probably the best nudity I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years is in Killing Me Softly.
Fantastic. And now I'm going to give Mr. Skin my weekly thanks to him.
Yes.
And Mike, I'm going to tell you why you're going to love TiVo.
Okay.
That it was this past weekend, Mr. Skin, I was hit by a car, had a dislocated hip.
Oh.
So I'm on my ass all weekend, taking Vicodin, watching TV, and there's nothing on. I mean, there's nothing on. One of the Showtime channels has Dr. T and the Women. Now I remember.
You memorized Mr. Skin's appearances on the show.
In the recesses of my mind, I remember Mr. Skin saying that somebody gets naked in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I start watching the movie. And there's a scene, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes into the movie, Farrah Fawcett goes...
18 minutes in.
She goes, Loopy, 18 minutes
in. Who's counting?
She goes, Loopy, and she takes her clothes off. She does a striptease in a waterfall inside a Dallas mall.
Yep.
Now, the thing that's beautiful about TiVo is, once the scene has happened, you're able to back it up and go frame by frame, and there is one scene... Well, you're watching it frame by frame, and Mr. Skin, I'm sure you told us this, where Farrah Fawcett is standing, she has her arms out like this, she's got her head up, she's got her arms just presenting her, there's her arms are over there, just presenting her entire body. Now, you really only get to see it if you slow it down
right.
frame by frame.
And how does she look after all these years?
Fan friggin'
yeah, really.
And can you believe she was over 50 when she did that?
Wow.
That. And like 52 or 3 when she did that. And it's amazing. I agree. I love that scene.
And once again, all roads lead to Mr. Skin, because there I am.
You study Mr. Skin.
I'm on the Vicodin Highway.
You're an amateur skinologist.
Everybody should be.
The thing is, I write down the tips.
I
remember the tips. The movie comes on. Dr. T and the women, I go, oh, I just remember. Mr. Skin said that there's somebody naked in this movie.
Right.
And I'm thinking at first it's Helen Hunt, because I'm seeing it.
He was naked in that also.
Is the scene?
That's like an hour in when she's upstairs changing while Richard Gere's waiting for her.
Now, do you get to see anything?
Yeah, she's naked. It's quick. It's not as good as the Ferris scene, but it's not as good as what she did in the water dance, but it's definitely worth checking out. She's completely nude walking from the bedroom to the shower, and it's like the camera follows her real quick as she walks from the bedroom to the shower.
This is the downside of Vicodin.
All right, well, Mr. Skin, you know, everybody, we endorse this site.
Great job.
I mean, any actress, you type her name in, and immediately Mr. Skin's database tells you where the actress has been naked.
Right.
And links you to the site.
Well worth it.
And you get to see it. It's www.mrskin.com.
I'll send you guys right now, I'll send Lisa the pictures so you can see what we were just talking
about.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you next week,
guys,
Jim.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
There he is. Jim Skin.
The great Jim McBride. Mr. Skin.
We love using his real last name. We really enjoy that.
He's getting kind of famous now.
Yeah.
He has 23 employees. Can you believe that?
We're having to share him like with hundreds of radio stations now. And I think the first time we had him on our show, 5 or 6 years ago, I got a call about him that he was on a show in Chicago.
Right.
So I had Charlie Broyhill call up and ask if he wanted to be on this show. He comes on our show. He'd been on a local show in Chicago. I think the next day he got like 150,000 web hits.
Pretty incredible.
Which at the time for him was a record.
Right.
Yeah, and he called us back the next week and he said, I never got a response like I got in your show. And now the guy, I mean, he's sold out. Who can blame him? He's on radio shows everywhere.
He is. But we love talking to him live.
And boy, oh boy, does he come through with the goods.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to remember.
Material curls.
I'm going to remember that.
He's got one of those every week.
Because I want to see Heather Graham naked.
You're a Heather Graham fan.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
Absolutely.
You bet your ass. Mm. Boy, is she sweet.
She is hot.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I love you guys so much. I've been listening to you since WAVA, and I've never called.
Love you right back.
Yeah, I love you long time.
I'm very nervous. And, Don?
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you that listening to Bart grow up on the radio has been wonderful, and I think you've done a really fabulous job raising an outstanding child, and I hope that I can raise my kids as well as you did.
Well, thanks.
And I'd also like to know if Rob would call me a whore.
Rob, do you think you could call this lovely young woman a whore?
She's got to earn it.
You have to earn it, ma'am.
Now, what do I have to? I'm dirty and nasty.
Whore!
There you go. You got it. All
right. Thanks. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Lisa. Love you guys a bunch.
Goodbye,
bye,
lady.
Bye.
Where's the lonely guy say?
She mentioned Mike. She mentioned Don and Mike.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, she kind of had that compliment.
Mike had a look on his face right at the very end.
She had a... You know, compliment for Don, and then asked Rob to call her a whore, and then said hi to Lisa and Buzz.
Yeah.
But you know, it was kind of a personal greeting. She just didn't pay Don a
lonely bit. Guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
If you want to call me oversensitive, I probably...
This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
Probably be somewhat accurate right now.
Go to Club Wet, Mike. You get a lot of friends down there.
Well, don't think I haven't thought about
it. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? About that Vicodin that you've been on?
Yeah.
I've been wondering, have you had the opportunity, I'm not sure if you have the ability right now with your hip or anything, but have you been able to make love to your wife on that yet?
Well, my wife's been out of town, and she's been up at the mother-in-law's all week. I'll tell you this, that I've not been able the entire time that my hip has been dislocated.
Right.
I have not been able to have either intercourse with my wife or get my jerk on.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I am just as horny as can be.
Oh, no, because I'm not saying that it would do a bad thing at all. What I've noticed in my travels with Vicodin is that it offers me amazing staying power. Just the ability to please a woman again and again and again.
I don't know. Can I say something really gross happened to me?
Right.
Something happened to my wiener today.
Oh, no.
Really?
Well, no, I mean,
I can always tell when you're going to say something that's really...
happened. Mm-hmm. That happened. I was looking at Diane Sawyer.
Well, you know what? That's probably the Vicodin.
That's normal.
If this guy's talking about staying power, maybe...
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful, man. You can't go wrong with a Vicodin.
It was Diane Sawyer making cookies.
Sure it wasn't a two-shot with Kylie Gibson?
Works for me.
Was my buddy Tony there?
No, Tony wasn't on. It was
brown sugar.
And I realized, I looked down at my sweatpants, and I'm like, oh, my God!
Right.
I'm getting... don't delete this out. I'm getting a boner. About Diane Sawyer.
Maybe it was the cookies.
Damn, I am so horny. I'll tell you this. I know when I finally am able to either have sex with my wife or get immediate gratification, watch out.
Beware.
Everybody just get your umbrellas out. Because I'm telling you, it's been 2 weeks I've been storing up the pancake batter.
Man, oh, man.
I got 2 weeks of pudding in there.
God. All right, well, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, watch out.
I'm ready. Christ, I'm ready. But I can't do anything about it.
You know, I'm thinking whether I should make an inappropriate sniper joke right now, but maybe not.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, here's the...
I think everybody can write their own now.
Yeah, and we have.
Here's the deal. We have... a big screen TV to give away now.
65 inches.
Now listen to this. We do have a 65-inch big screen TV. And
that's like a mile wide.
And a DVD player to give away.
Yep.
Courtesy of Tubbs, CBS Superstation. Join Drew, Jerry, Tim, and all your favorite friends Monday through Friday for the nonstop comedy block on CBS Superstation. They have given us this big screen TV.
That's almost 4 feet.
And we are going to give the big screen TV away to the winner of... Oh, it's been a while since we've done this. The Big Lie.
Here's a game you're gonna like, cause some poor gal or guy will bare their soul to dynamite and tell them their big lie.
Now, here's how this works. There's gotta be someone in your life, wife, husband, friend, business associate, brother, sister,
someone that you interact with on a daily basis.
Someone who you have just bold, flat out lied to their face.
Something that's been eating you up. Something that you really feel you need to come clean with.
Maybe not that you need to. Well, maybe this will be the thing that pushes you to the side.
This will be the catalyst.
Yeah, this will be the thing that pushes you to the side of right. Where you say, you know, gosh, I've been wanting to tell Buzz for years just what a jerk off he is,
right. Mm-hmm.
But I can't bring myself to tell him that.
I understand.
I've been lying to Buzz. Well, no, that's not a good example.
That's what my boss doesn't know won't hurt him.
No, it would be.
That's more like the big lie is like you always wanted to tell Buzz that,
that is,
secretly you were videotaping him in the shower.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. That's
Buzz,
the big lie.
Yes. For years, I've been secretly videotaping you in the shower.
What?
Hey, Don, you've just won a 65-inch TV.
Why, you?
That's not 4 feet wide.
I oughta. Well, yes, my 65 inches is almost
4 feet wide.
Plain
big.
Big. So, we're looking for the big lie. And you call us up with your big lies, and then we'll find the one that we think is the best.
Our crap detectors will be in full force.
Yeah. And then we call the person who you've lied to. And we tell them they're going to come on the radio, and then it's up to you to tell them what you've lied to them about in the past.
Right.
And actually, we get an awful lot of this. We get an awful lot of, when I was 17, I crashed my car.
Yeah, and I told my dad that I hit a deer when, in fact, my friends and I were drinking and ran into a pole.
Right. We get an awful lot of those. We're not real fond of those. The only one that we really try to stay away from, our marital infidelity.
Yeah, because that gets us into a world of hurt. And trust me, we've been down that road. We don't want to go down that road again.
But beyond that, we're wide open.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk to us. You know, listen.
I remember the guy that ran over the cat.
for my money, I got no problem. You know, if you had gay sex with your cousin, you know.
There you go.
And you want to tell your mom. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But if you had gay sex with your cousin at some point when you were growing up and you want to tell your mom that.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because I had gay sex with my cousin when I was just saying.
I understand.
We will accept sexual situations.
Oh, absolutely. I remember the young man that set his house afire.
what we don't want is the guy calling his wife saying, "Hey, honey, I'm sleeping with your sister."
Yeah, you do that on your own time.
Right, that's where we draw the line. But beyond that, everything else is fair game. The big lie. For a big screen TV and a DVD.
65 inches.
And that is almost
4 feet wide.
So call us now at 877-365-3636.
It's like a mile.
For the big lie. And I'll tell you right now, across America, trailer parks are shaking.
Yes, right now.
Because people are jumping from one side.
I'm going to win a TV with that lie I told.
From one side of the double wide to the other right now.
I don't care. They won't be mad at me once I give them the TV.
Throughout Walmarts in America, all of a sudden, the checkers looking at each other going,
"I can't fit that."
The place is cleared out. It just got empty in here.
Can't fit that 65 inches into my double wide.
That's because someone went into Walmart and said, "Donna Mike is playing the big lie."
Head for the truck.
Call us now. We'll go through these lies and see what you got for us today. Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow we got the backwards newlywed game.
Oh, my God. We got some contestants.
We're looking at anywhere between 3 and 9 sets of people who are separated and thinking about getting divorced.
Very good.
Coming down tomorrow for the backwards newlywed game to win a trip to Las Vegas. Or maybe they could just end it all. Trip to Las Vegas tomorrow is courtesy of Veramax.
Not that kind of end it all, Rob.
Veramax, sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax.
You take some of that home, Buzz?
Veramax,
I haven't yet. I'd like this.
Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
You see all that stuff that's in the back room?
I did.
Tons of them. Take any of it home?
Don't need it, Mike. I got an explosion in my pants waiting to happen.
That's right. Hey, you're a hungry boy. You need to be fed.
Could be dangerous.
You bet. As soon as my hip gets good enough for me just to be able to lean forward enough in my chair.
As soon as your hip gets good enough, I'm doing the show from another studio.
Because watch out.
Beware.
Watch out. And I can't tell you when it's going to happen. And Elfrida's coming back from her mom's house on Saturday.
You still can't even...
No, I can't get my jerk on.
Really?
I can't. It's too... Let me demonstrate.
No, don't.
Well, no, watch. See,
you're seated now.
Now I'm seated.
Yeah.
But to do it, what I have to do is, I can't.
Oh.
It requires too much. Hi, Lisa. Like you've never seen me do it before. It requires too much flexibility.
I understand. We've discussed the fact that you don't want to do it standing up.
No, yuck. Absolutely not. Isn't that right, Lisa?
Nope. Don't like to do it standing up.
Not
in the shower either.
Not in the shower either. But boy, am I ready.
You're that ready. I'm surprised you haven't, you know, at least tried the stand-up.
Something, anything.
No. Can't. Well, it hurts to stand up.
Yeah, it does. You're skipping around now.
I had to stand up for 4 hours of work. And then just, you know, I'm afraid what's going to happen is I'm going to have...
A dream?
No, I think...
A dream at night and just wake up and just horrible.
I might have an accidental orgasm.
Well, that's what the dream thing would
be. But I mean an awake one, though.
Yeah. Well, please don't do it here.
No chance. I'm looking at you.
Please stop.
I was thinking about today when I was looking at Diane. No, even if you smile, Mike.
Even if I smile at you just so?
No, I don't think so.
That's right.
I don't think so.
So Monday could be if you're still not...
Oh,
Monday could be a problem.
The pressure is going to have to be released by Monday.
Yeah.
Right. I got news for my wife. She's got to put on those rubber gloves and take care of me this weekend. Yeah, Rob?
Or we'll put some extra chlorine in that hot tub just in case.
We're going to play the big lie now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We're going to get the biggest lie, and we're going to let the person with the biggest lie call the person they've lied to, and then win a big screen TV.
The big liars, we like to call it, people that wish they were on Jerry Springer.
From CBS Superstation, and let's start right here. Our phone number, 877-365-3636, and here is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don, I'm Mike. What's happening?
How are you, my friend? Where are you from?
I'm from Rockville.
All right.
I'm doing okay now, but if my wife finds this out, I don't know. What's happening is I kind of maybe have like a slight gambling problem, especially with football. My wife caught me last year gambling on football. I promised her I'd stop and never do it again.
How much are you gambling this year?
Well, I lost $1,000 last week.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah, and I don't make really enough to cover that whole amount, so sometimes I might take like a slight cash advance.
You know, I'm going to veto that. One thing about that is we get gambling all the time.
Yeah, we do.
And the other thing is, a hint that I learned from Mike,
okay,
when a guy calls and the first thing he says,
hey, my wife's going to kill me if she finds out.
Right. That's usually a guy who's lying.
Yeah, but the real reason...
Honestly, I'm not lying. I swear. I know you guys hear that all...
I learned that on CSI O'Mara. That's where I learned that one.
Way to go.
Okay, well, I'll just go get myself in trouble some other way.
There you go. You. Mike, thanks for trying.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Maybe he was right. I don't, maybe
well, but no, but you, the biggest reason was also the gambling blah, blah.
Not thick enough.
We get it all the time.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hi, we're great. Where are you from?
I'm from down Southern Maryland.
All right, listening on WJFK. Question is, what's the big lie?
What's your name, sir?
It's Don, actually.
The last guy was Mike, and this guy's Don.
Fascinating.
That's right. Well, about 6 or 7 years ago, my brother's wife bought a new house. They have two huge dogs and some white carpet, and I told my brother-in-law that I would let his dogs out while they were out for the weekend. Well, Friday night, you know, I fulfilled my duties. I went down and let the dogs out and fed them and whatnot. And then
whatnot?
Who let the dogs out?
Right.
And whatnot?
And whatnot?
And what for?
Whatnot. And Saturday night kind of slipped my mind. And I realized...
Oh, wait, hold on. Are we getting to the point where the dogs asked in the house?
Oh, yeah.
On the white carpeting.
Yeah, and what was the big deal? And how many years ago was this?
Oh, it's been 6 or 7 years ago.
What, and they ruined the carpeting?
Yeah, he spent the better part of a couple weeks, you know, with all the cleaning and...
All right. Pet stains.
What not?
Pet stains.
What?
You know, I was watching CNN today, and they had one of those reporters at the scene out in Manassas where the shooting was, and it was obviously... they were going from CNN to the WJLA reporter, and it was like her big chance, and she was, like, doing a great job. She's cruising along. She looked good. She was totally prepared. She had all the information.
So Channel 7, a reporter, she's getting her big breakthrough
CNN? Seemed to be. You know, we're going to go to so-and-so from Channel 7. And right there, she said, people were in the hotel and whatnot. And I went, oh, you are so busted. Whatnot. Don't use whatnot, dumbass.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Lisa from Philly.
Lisa Philly, oh, WYSP.
Hi, Rocks. Lisa.
WYSP rocks.
Mike, Don, and Lisa.
And, hey, Buzz, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, Buzz is next.
We're three for three. Rob. Lisa, what is the big lie you have?
Well, I met my brother's girlfriend for the first time last week, and I basically told him that I thought that she was a nice girl or whatever, but I really would like to tell him that I think that she's very bad for him. She didn't laugh at any of my jokes. She looked down the entire time. She's an ex-drug addict. I think that she's bad for him, and she's real shady.
So you really hate her?
I didn't like her at all.
Not quite. Close.
All right.
Close.
All right.
You
very close.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah, you got to tell him anyway.
And that drug stuff, you got a history of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. Where are you from?
I'm from Centerville, Virginia.
Good old WJFK land. And Ashley, what is it they have for us?
Well, first off, Don and Mike, I love you. I have
Thank
had...
You.
I've had to deny to my boyfriend for 2 years that I had hot, steamy, interracial sex a couple years ago.
I like that. Now, why did you have to deny it to him?
Because he is a southern boy, and anyone who dates interracially, he looks down on and thinks it's disgusting.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Did he suspect this and you denied it, or what's the story here?
He knows that I dated a black guy, and I've always just lied to him, said that I would do some things with him, but I wouldn't let him touch me.
Well, hey, why are you with this guy?